they got the windows open.
Lizard people.
You're not paying my bill.
Enjoy. I got it on 76.
You guys talk about island people. It was Indian. Indian. The first, my friend who was Indian, I stayed over his house for one night. I'll never do that again.
Never, bro. Oh,
no. Like in the middle of Kendall. Like, you know, like spring, summer, and like, no AC. And then they want to close the window at night. And I'm just like, oh, fucking God, no.
Everybody in here, bro.
Smell like old masala in there.
Damn. It's kind of like, hey, I love my crew, though. Love my crew. Anyway, welcome to the next edition of the D-Squad. And this one will be the last recording for 2022.
Oh.
Going into 2023.
Hopefully we're still here.
Make it special.
Oh, we better be here. We're going to be back bigger, better than ever, motherfuckers.
Yes.
We will be back.
What I'm talking about in general, honestly, is just ever since 2020, there's just no predicting what's going to happen next. Like, my 2022 bingo card is completely filled.
Your 2022 bingo card is completely filled. So you got to refill it for 2023. And that's exactly what the question is going to be. What are your goals for 2023?
Oh, me? Write a book.
Another one.
Write another book. Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be longer?
It is. Remember, the first one was literally just like a how-to guide. It was supposed to be very, very tiny, very quick. This one is an actual book.
Like a dick.
Quickie.
Micro penis.
Instruction manual for cock?
Yes.
Yeah. Jesus.
What the hell is that?
I mean, talk about fruity.
That looks delicious.
Starbucks hell is that?
Having something.
It's beautiful.
Violently beautiful. What is that?
Isn't it? So
she's practicing.
Advertised. We're here at
This
K-Rico.
Is what happens when you have PNC.
Oh my God. Listen, I haven't.
She comes in like all like.
Why is my microphone sticky?
Literally.
Why is it sticky?
No, it really is.
Oh yeah. I think it was from me. I'm sorry.
Perfect.
Sorry, I didn't get no clarity last night.
You want me to lick it?
I don't know. I don't know if it was from me or from a previous time.
Wow.
So I haven't heard come across B's ASMR on Pornhub yet, but I'm going to go looking for it.
I did not even know that was a thing. That's awesome.
ASMR. Yeah.
I think it's because I don't go on Pornhub, so.
What's your preferred?
I like RedTube.
Oh, you like RedTube? High five right here. Yes, yeah. RedTube. Yes.
Why do you like RedTube over?
I don't know. I just do. It's been a thing for me. I don't know.
It was my first porn site.
RedTube.
Never forget your first.
Yay, Muffin.
It wasn't my first porn site, but, you know. Oh. I mean, we're a child.
My guy with carbs.
Yo, look at this fucking guy.
Well, I got Muffin.
Anyway, so yes, goals for 2023.
Time. He finally has the Muffin, guys.
Yes. I got my Muffin.
Anyway, guys, goals for 2023. What you got? Oh, by the way, like, introduce yourselves too. So we got Craig. Who went up there first.
Hi, I'm Craig. That's all I got. I'm eating
the Muffin Man.
I'm B.
B, yeah. So B. What's your goal for 2023, B?
I got out of the business of setting New Year's resolutions.
It's not a New Year's resolution. I never said resolution. I said name a goal for next year.
I have some personal stuff that I'm trying to accomplish that I don't like to speak of because I feel like if I do, I curse it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I don't like to talk
That's
about...
That's a great way out of that question.
That is an amazing dodge.
I will curse it if I speak about it, but
I don't
it's
know.
There.
I'm superstitious on that part. I'm not really a superstitious guy, but for some strange reason, if I talk about things I have my mind set on or any kind of goals, I feel like I sabotage it.
Mm-hmm. People put that bad juju on you.
I know, right?
You're not going to complete. You're not going
yeah.
to complete.
But, you know, just to be a better man than I was last year. There you go. Aw,
he's so sweet.
You know, all right, next up on the hit list.
Is it me?
Sure.
Okay. I don't know. I just want to show up. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if that's terrible that I don't have any. I also wouldn't share any goals that I.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh look, he's like this is fucking tanking. But I'm just
moving on. Let's just talk about Kanye and Alex Jones. So
are we still on fucking Kanye already?
No. Why the fuck not?
No, always
Kanye's always gonna be on there.
He was also on my
I think we ruined it for him, B.
Pretty much. Yeah. So, yeah.
I understand.
We just pivot. We're just moving on.
End it with me.
No, I understand it because it's like I used to be that way, but it's just for me. If I don't say say it and I just back burner it in my brain, forget it. And then it just goes away. So when I say it, it's kind of like, oh, everybody knows
to work. So my thing about what, similar to Craig, like if I just like say it or kind of like keep it to myself, a lot of times it's easy enough to back out of it. What I always found that worked for me is when I say it's going to happen and I tell people it's going to happen, that puts more pressure on me to make it happen. Like I can't back out of it.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? So like I put stuff out there. For me, I just put it out there. I have no qualms because I honestly believe that with my mindset to something, I am an unstoppable force. So no matter what you try to do to hinder that, it's not gonna happen.
See, I'm fear driven, so it's kind of hard. So I have to kind of like feel like I'm failing in order to kind of like project that, right? Like the fucking launch, you know?
Is that how you come? That's how I come.
She's not coming right now. God damn it. Change it up.
Yeah, over. Yeah. B hires a guy to just like bang on his walls like while he's fucking, just like, give me that little extra fear. Like, now I can
finish. Someone's breaking in.
I just don't thrive on people knowing my shit so that I can like, I don't want to ever feel like I have to prove something to someone.
Right.
And that's my surefire way to fail.
Because you don't want to be like that person, like, oh, he's bullshit.
No, like, I'm just thing. Not that's that way. Fear, if you right? tell me I right. can't do something, I'm not going to do anything because you said I can't do it. Right. I'm going to do it because.
Oh, see, that's I'm petty.
No,
like, I'm gonna do it because I fucking hate you. Like, oh, you said
I've done stuff to prove people wrong.
You go.
Yeah, I've done stuff to prove people wrong.
I'm not petty like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
like I love when people like don't believe in me and say I can't. And
see,
like,
that's what
right,
I
cool.
need. I need that.
But that's when you tell people. Like if you tell people that, that's when like if somebody gives you that doubt, they'd be like, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't do that because da da da. I'm gonna make it happen.
Yes, that is amazing. Trust me. So I was like, this. I need some ice in this freaking sun.
Yeah. Any goals that you don't want to talk about, Deanna?
thank you. I mean, it doesn't matter. You're my government, Deanna. Who the fuck can call me that anyway? Nobody. my goal, I guess, would be just for me to be more consistent and to successfully implement a secondary and third income revenue.
We went over it on the last podcast. You got it.
Yeah.
The sneaker OnlyFans.
Yeah. Got
that shit. OnlyFans, bro. Yeah.
Between the sneaker OnlyFans and I think doing the product testing.
Yeah.
Isn't there like a fetish website? Like a kind of like a.
Bro, there's a fetish for everything.
But for them to advertise.
Like what we were talking about. If you wanted to like go down on somebody and they fart in your face, like there's a fetish for that.
Right. Kind of like Tinder, but.
Shut up, Craig. Shut up, Craig. Shut up, Craig.
He missed that conversation.
He had that look. He just had that look,
right?
Like I got something to say about that. All right, my goals. One is to produce art consistently and make money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Goal is to make like I set a baseline of $2,500 a month on selling artwork.
Mm-hmm.
Two, another goal would be to what was it?
Sounds just, like a business model,
huh?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like a business, but yes, it's like, you know, the thing about it is less like it's hard. It was hard for me to produce artwork. Now I'm getting back into it, so it's like to produce artwork and to be consistent with it, so that I'm consistently making X amount of dollars per month. So not only do I have to make it, I had to also have to put out there and produce it, like, you know, market it, stuff like that. So I got to start putting like more stuff out there towards that.
So is that balance between create art or create profit?
Both.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not gonna say it's a balance, but it is like I am more so. It's gonna be creating the art, and then the other side of me is gonna be like, how can I roll that into making profit as well, make it worth my while?
Isn't there like a lot of chefs and stuff? You know, they focus a lot of the chefs that focus on profit only don't really do well. And then the ones that focus on the craft alone fucking just blow it out the water.
I think you have both. Hmm. I think you have people who are super talented, who make great stuff, but they have no idea how to market it. But you can have gold.
Right.
And they could be like the best chef ever. Right. But if nobody knows about it, they don't know how to market it, they're still going to be stuck in the back of a gas station, like, you know.
Right.
You know, making whatever. And whereas you have people who, like, for example, Salt Bae, who does a little salt thing and people are paying $1,000 for a steak that costs like $300.
That's Miami bros.
Oh, like covering it.
Because
like
that. That's some Miami bullshit. Bro.
But that's marketing.
Yeah.
That's just straight marketing. I'm going to make a steak. I'm going to take a tomahawk steak. I'm going to cover it in gold leaf and charge you $1,500 for it.
Isn't that where they duct tape a plantain on a wall and charge, like, sold it for $25,000 or some shit?
No, that was Art Basel, bro.
Embarrassing.
Duct tape a plantain on a fucking white wall, bro.
Damn, I forgot what my other thing I was going to talk about.
I think it was a banana. It was a banana.
Yeah, it's a banana.
You know, it wasn't even ripe yet.
Next Art Basel, I'm just going to make a whole bunch of, like, I'm just going to print out those little, you know, the explainers that they do for art pieces?
Uh-huh.
I'm just
put your mouth in the microphone.
Kind of like a playbill?
Yeah. I'm just going to take it. I'm just going to attach the, like, random objects and have rich white people just buy dumb shit that I just threw a label on.
But
I
look and this, people will do that just to say, like, yeah, I was part of it.
Make millions. It'll be great.
Let me drop that cash.
Drop the Cash App, bro.
Cash App. Yeah, so we all got our stuff out. Those who are willing to talk about their goals.
Mm-hmm. It seems like 66% of the goals here in this group are to no longer be cuck wages. I'm sorry, wage cucks.
I have not been one for like X amount of years.
Oh, well, fuck so. You. I just literally quit my last job, mm-hmm. got another job. Just so I could work from home, uh-huh. so that I can never ever have to be forced to wear pants again. I'm wearing pants right now because I want to, and that's the way it should be. You shouldn't be forced to have to wear pants because you're
he's wearing his moose knuckle special, ladies. His moose knuckle special.
I give myself a pay raise. I take a shit on the clock.
I mean, but I do that too. But it's a miss at my house. In my house. You're gonna pay me to shit in my own toilet.
Okay. Take a shit in my own toilet, damn it.
It's special. It's beautiful. No, it's American.
A special seat.
I don't have an office anymore.
Where I have my personal bidet. Thank you.
Thank you. Exactly. My executive suite bathroom.
It's usually a guy with a mouthful of water, though.
Damn. Wow.
That's a level of opulence I didn't even consider.
That
right?
is some shit.
I am.
Are they a eunuch?
My special eunuch bidet.
Right?
Oh. This is beautiful. Listen, every time I think like it's like what's the mark of wealth? It's like I have a guy bidet my asshole for. It's like no, he has a bidet. It's like no.
My
he puts
God.
Water in his mouth, he squirts it in my asshole.
There might be people who actually pay you for that.
I mean, there might be.
Is that a thing? It is now.
I'm sure it is now.
34'd it into the universe.
Hey, if that is your thing, hit us up on Instagram. We want to hear that story.
We want to talk to you.
Yes. If not, somebody will just hose you down.
Another quick intro question.
Was that
I chased it up when I got to talk about
is
crazy
that considered
shit.
Water sports?
It could be.
Water for profit. Yeah.
Water
so,
play.
One of the things I want to get into... it has to do with Kanye. We're just going to talk about Kanye.
I feel like a stan
but here it is. 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 So,
ever.
So, Elon buys Twitter.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm gonna put everybody back on. Like, no, everybody gets that free expression. Cause say whatever they want to say. Do whatever they want to do.
Except Kanye.
Kanye. He was back for like a week. He was back for a week, and all of a sudden now he's just like, "Yo, come on, Elon, you're going back on your word, bro."
Yeah.
You're supposed to be like anybody can say and do anything, bro. Like all of a sudden now you want to start censoring people. Like,
supposedly he censored him not for a speech, it was for inciting violence.
Even though he never said anything.
I know that. I know that. That's why I laughed. I'm like, technicality. Like
Who sent the fucking story about Kanye's symbol? Or is that?
Oh yeah, no, he posted a symbol. It's a
Jewish star with a swastika in it.
Well, it's actually from an old cult that believes in UFOs.
Oh, that was you.
And he just retooled
fucking
it.
Fucking knew it.
And it's just like bro.
Of course, Craig's digging into it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh no, I have to. I absolutely have to because my job is to troll everybody online.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I have a platform and I get to bully people, and it's so much fun.
His content is usually like the third swipe. Every time I open up my TikTok, I'm like, fuck, there's Craig again. Wait a minute.
Oh, Craig.
I'm like, it was a repost. I'm like, oh, I thought it was someone else. And
damn,
like, Craig's head.
Do I have Craig on Twitter? I don't think I follow you on Twitter. I need to get on
he's
it.
A trick,
no.
Man.
He's on TikTok.
Yeah. I know he's on TikTok. Yeah, he's definitely on my TikTok.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Twitter, I kind of, plus they're like, their security is super compromised.
Oh, yeah, super
security. Well, if you have Twitter on your phone, you in trouble. Get that shit off your phone ASAP.
You put sensitive data on Twitter?
No, me? Hell no. Never did. Never.
It's just an app. I mean, all they're going to do is track your phone. I mean,
all right.
You want to know where I am, you can find me through any other means. So,
seriously.
Yeah, Twitter on your phone is whatever.
No.
Like, I barely post anything. Like, I like a lot of stuff. I read B's comments on stupid shit, Matthew's comments on just, like, stupid shit.
It is literally my dump for just thoughts.
No shit, Sherlock.
I would just shit all over Twitter, just post some shit, just to see if someone fucking gets triggered.
Just to fuck with people.
It's trigger special.
I never understood Twitter. Like, I never got it to work.
It's like you have, but it has been a force to move stuff. Like, a lot of, like, reactions or people have been, like, you know, a lot of news issues used to repost or, like, talk about stuff that was on Twitter. Like, you find a lot of things that happened there first.
Right. Yeah.
Even though it's the smallest, like, social media service. But, yeah, what do you guys think that with Twitter? What do you guys see Twitter, like, the next 2 years?
Well,
you see it as being successful, or you see him being like, yeah, that shit, like...
It's going to turn into Parler.
I don't know about that. I think they're going to be able to evolve Twitter into something a little bit more useful than Facebook and other fucking stuff.
Well,
are you one of those, I believe in Elon and everything?
I don't believe in Elon.
At all.
He said that with a quickness.
No. I mean, he's a wallet. You know? He's a fucking wallet. That's all he does. But I feel that he's going to get a hold of the engineer, or some engineer is going to take over, and they'll do something with Twitter where it fucking runs AI or some sort.
It is. I just want to... I'm happy that Elon is doing this now, because I want everyone to see just how useless rich white men are. Mm. Like, they are really functionally dumb. And I think it's a good thing that we all see that Elon Musk is a fucking moron.
Fucking
these billionaires are not worth the money that they're like printing out.
Thanks, B.
Sorry, it's hot in here.
If you guys didn't hear, that sound was B's balls coming off his thighs, like, you know, like saran wrap.
Like a sticky Playboy. You know?
That's the worst fucking feeling as a dad, you know? You get to a certain age, balls just do a whole
balls
other...
Balls be doing some ball stuff, bro.
Like,
balls
why are you over there, bro? Like, you should be over there.
Balls be wandering, bro. Like, where are you going?
Sorry.
Anyway, I got like 3 Twitter accounts, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I have like a regular one for me, and then I have the porn one, and then I have one that is just like the alternate Osai.
But my dirty one's starting to merge with my regular one, and it's becoming one. Not a good thing, because I forget, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I follow her on this account?
Yeah, you're like, shit, I follow this porn star?
I accidentally did that one time. I accidentally posted like something for my dirty Twitter on my regular Twitter. I was like,
oh shit.
Anyway, so
you
see that evolving,
right?
I see it as going down a shitter, like Twitter. I don't think it's going to be around.
Here's the thing, right? I don't know how to say this without being insulting, but you need snowflakes for a functioning social ecosphere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And snowflakes do not like being triggered. Mm-hmm. And they will flee, mm-hmm. which is what's currently happening with Twitter.
Yes.
Advertisers are leaving in droves.
Well, oh, yes.
Didn't they design Twitter for use on flip phones initially?
Initially, yes.
Because their characters were so limited.
Yeah.
You get like a fucking text.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a Twitter.
Yeah.
And then originally how it used to work.
That's how it used to work.
That's what a tweet was literally a text message.
Mm-hmm.
So
and they kept the form because it was like, it works for us, the short form word.
But I like
that's
how... Like,
that's for millennials. That was our main social media
bring
hub.
Back IRC.
AIM.
Oh, my God. God bless AIM. I miss AIM
the
so
AIM
much.
Chat rooms.
Yeah, the AIM chat rooms were good shit.
Let them leak those chats. Good Lord, we're all going.
But I love that how he released everybody's Instagram accounts and Twitter accounts, and he's like, oh yeah, Twitter usage has been up. Yeah, because you got like all the bigoted and assholes back on there. Like, I'm here for 45 and for free speech or whatever the fuck they're saying. I'm just
somebody said like he posted that and they were like, everyone's going to gather to watch a house burn down.
Yes,
like, that's literally why the usage.
That is exactly
up.
What
everyone's
I'm on
like,
for.
Oh, this is so much fun to watch.
Right.
We're watching its destruction.
But that's the thing. Like, before with Twitter, I used to like scroll and scroll and, you know, keep up with people. Now I'm like, I'm looking for the fucked up shit. So it's like, it appears at the top of the feed. So after like the first like 3 or 4, and I'm just like, okay, I'm good. I'm done. Sign off.
I can't mind.
And then I go to my porn one and just look at porn.
I just look at porn. Yeah. I got Reddit for that. Reddit's where I go for my porn.
Reddit has been blowing up.
Yeah.
They're doing good.
Reddit has been blowing up. I have been on Reddit and finding like some subreddits, and actually I am going to make my own Reddit.
there's some fucking subreddits.
You guys have warned fucking assholes with that. You guys suck.
That's B's fault. I would have never done that to you.
Why?
He just dropped this dude in the deep end of Reddit. I know. Why would you do that?
You have to dig for fucking years.
These like fucking like crazy ass stories and shit. Actually, you know what? We are going to do one of our podcasts. Probably when we come back, is going to be answering some of these stories that I've read just to fuck you guys up. Like, oh, you fucked me up. I'm sorry.
No. The world just gave up.
God, it's like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? I don't know.
I just walked in here.
Yeah.
There's some fucking trauma on Reddit.
Oh my god, trauma?
Fuck Reddit. Yeah, Reddit's kind
of
scary.
Reddit is terrifying. Yeah. You should be scared of Reddit. Reddit's not a good place.
I've seen some of the comments. I'm like, what the fuck?
These are monsters. What the fuck is wrong with like, people?
Reddit is literally E-bomb's world turned into an app.
just the scariest dudes. It is dudes. There are women, absolutely. Yeah. But it is a vast majority of neckbeard psychos just...
That's a good time.
Yeah.
That'll clear things out. I mean...
You want a closer view? Thanos is like, I mean, how is that possible?
I almost want to keep scrolling.
My brain didn't compute what I was doing yet just now.
I have a dirty Tumblr. Does that count?
Tumblr used to be like...
Yeah, Tumblr used to be the...
And they banned the porn.
Yahoo got it and they banned porn.
Yeah, but every now and again, like, I apparently get the dirty stuff on there, but it sneaks by.
The dirty Tumblr?
There you go. There's your phone.
The threesome?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just...
Yeah, double penetration.
What's up, guys?
Oh, look, I like the filmer.
Right. I love the chick filming.
Yeah, in the background. Yeah. That's hot.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
See, but I have
up.
See that's the thing though.
No,
like,
we're not
like,
fucked up.
No. I mean I want a DP, but I'm like, I have to like, I don't want you banging in my ass. Like, I want it to be nice and gentle. Like, so I don't want you to be like fucking
one in the pink.
I don't want you
trying to
dick tapping.
Oh yes. I mean,
you're trying to meet both ends.
I want it to be, yeah, like, we're not trying to do one long connection.
That's just collateral damage. I mean, that's
the thing. I'm afraid, like, I want it, but I'm afraid that, you know, in the moment, you know, it's going to be great, but I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure you guys don't know about that afterwards, but that open asshole feeling is like,
I'm sorry. Pause everything. Okay.
I actually have a thought on this.
Someone left the back door open.
Hold on.
I'm a good Christian boy. I have never heard of that in my life. That open what feeling?
Why is there a breeze in here?
Oh wait, hold on. Is that real? Are you for real?
Listen.
Do you like plug it with a tampon?
Tell more. More words. I need ideas.
It's not like that. It's just like that. It feels like shit will just fall out of your ass. That's the best way that I could put it. Just for a moment. Not forever.
Just for a moment.
It's a temporary.
But then I think after that initial feeling, it's like I don't know. It's almost like
sleeping with your mouth open.
I'm okay.
Yes, it is. I'm okay. You know what it is?
I'm just watching these two.
And
it's awesome. Thank you.
And then if they come in your ass, that's another thing.
Oh,
that jerky.
I don't know. There's something freeing about. I don't know.
Just chocolate milk.
I'm so glad I woke up this morning.
It's the drop out.
Yes. When you sit on the toilet and it's like bloop. Successful mission.
Oh my god. We're having conversations that are never held.
My God.
Ladies
and gentlemen.
I feel like we're in the forefront of something.
I've been rendered
like,
speechless.
I feel like I deserve
did you guys know about this at all?
No.
What the fuck am I doing?
I should be getting an award.
I want to talk about the open
and I'd like to thank the Academy.
You know what?
For the Anal Academy, I would like to thank the Anal Academy for this award.
The post-anal subreddit.
I thought there's gonna be more dudes in there than women.
I don't care.
Did we ruin something for you by telling you that secret?
Yeah. No. I mean, it's enlightening.
It's a moment.
I don't think I'll ever have that, but you know,
no one's ever
you've never had someone drop cum out of your ass, like.
Mm-mm.
I've never had cum drop out of my ass.
No. I've never came inside. I've never had anal sex.
It's not a dribble. It's not like a dribble. It's plopping out there. Yeah. Like I said, it's that, like I said, it literally feels like shit just falling out of your ass, but it's just the cum.
Yeah.
Really.
No one ever talks about this. No one has ever talked about
ever.
Ever.
Like ever.
Incredible.
Sorry, Mrs. B.
The way she's saying it is like you drop your keys or something.
Like seriously, like, what did you do? Like,
we officially dropped the kids off at the door.
You the guys package are, has been delivered.
Like seriously, oh my Lanta.
Oh my God.
I've learned so much that I never wanted to learn.
And we're
I could have gone.
Exactly,
I could have gone.
That's
I am today's years old to figure this out. And I want to shoot myself.
You know why? Because we don't talk about, and this is exactly why we don't talk about things like this with you guys. Because you see that look of horror on your face, right?
No, this is enlightenment. This is not horror. This is enlightenment. This is enlightenment.
The slight confused, shock, exciting.
I mean, you guys should be like honored that you got us to this state. Like three males, and all of us are like
38 years old.
Can we have a trophy?
Right. Seriously. Seriously, on this Anal Academy here. I want an award.
Yeah.
You get an Xbox Live achievement for this.
Yes.
I get an achievement? Is it a surfboard? I want a surfboard.
Oh, no.
You know
no,
what?
No,
if this was on Reddit, yes! we could give you an award for that.
I don't need drugs in it, though.
No. You get whiskey. Whiskey in your butt plug.
Whiskey.
Whiskey.
Yeah.
I think that's not for her. Anyway, let's move on to today's topic.
Oh, my God.
After anal enlightenment, on to the next topic.
I just feel like this topic, I mean, we just had a trip. Now we have to get serious.
She really painted a picture in my head.
I feel like we're really excited over here.
And you guys really are. You guys totally are.
This is the best couch chair, guys.
That's why they're over there sweating their ass off.
They're vibing. It's called enlightenment.
Yeah, titty sweat falling everywhere.
It is. Really, it really is. Like, it's not a joke.
If I had a sports bra on, I'd take my fucking sweatshirt off.
If I had a bra on, I'd take my shirt off.
I don't think anybody cares. Just take it off.
At this point.
Hell is hot. Oh my God.
All right, so moving on. This one sparked because I had an idea for, that's what the other goal is, to start an OnlyFans page. But we're going into that. Dad bods. And why aren't men more comfortable with their dad bods?
I mean, I'm not like not comfortable, but then it's like.
So the idea was that, like, so I want to start OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. Damn, should I put this idea out
right
there? Now, you know, I already saved it, and like, you guys are posing for it. Craig, I even tagged you and said you're down. You fucker. Anyway, that means you're automatically doing it. You gotta shave.
I'm scared.
I don't care.
Oh, God.
What are you saying?
Suck it up, princess. So it's about photographing men, both men and women, but I want to do like more like just everyday Joe Schmo.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of, and not to be like the typical like OnlyFans, I want to do, like I said, a lot of regular everyday, but I want to do more artistic, and I want to like change the thought patterns for the whole dad bod. And I mean, mom bods too, but you know, I think that's already happening. There's a lot of women who, especially on OnlyFans, who are, you got like all kinds of women on there.
The mature moms.
Yeah, the mature moms. Mm. You got all kinds already, but you don't have, I think, a way of looking at dad or guys who are either skinny, overweight, they're dads, they haven't been in the same shape, whatever. And, you know, when I brought this up, you know, B was kind of like, you know, I might be pushing a little too far for him.
It is, well, I mean, like.
Why are you throwing me on the bus?
Well, at least you responded because, you know, well, Rick's phone was broken, so he never responded. But Craig.
I mean,
would you take a nude photo, Craig?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
No way.
Why not?
Humanity. Have you seen? I've seen Twitter. You guys are terrible. Not you guys. Humans in general. Just awful human creatures. They're just terrible creatures. I like being not in that world.
First of all, the fact
I judge me.
The fact that you're on Twitter is a problem.
Yeah. I mean, I lurk. I basically, what I use Twitter for is when people get caught doing racist bullshit, I go and watch at their societal downfall, and it is chocolate to me. It's decadent. It's delicious. It fulfills my soul.
But what if your naked body is chocolate for somebody else? It can be decadent and fulfills their soul.
Pay me. I don't even think money could be enough, honestly.
I think that's the misconception, is that you think we see ourselves so differently than what other people see.
You know, I was gonna say, like, in our group, we've been, everybody's kind of said like how they hate their voice. Like we hear our voice, we hate listening to ourselves as we listen to the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I was like that at first. But then the other thing I think about too is that the fact is I've been talking like this for like 40 plus years. And nobody's ever told me, shut the fuck up. Your voice just sounds so annoying. Or shut the fuck up. Like, it's annoying to me. But to everybody else, it's not.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Same thing like for you guys. Like, it's the same thing with your image. Like, I didn't understand how freeing it is to actually take photos of yourself until I actually did it.
I mean, I understand the freeing aspect, but publishing it, it's a totally different story. Like,
people are gonna see.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to publish your face. Mm-hmm. I was saying like we could do like body shots or just different stuff. But anyway, even the fact is like even getting back into like why not publish it with the face?
I mean,
or would you have a naked picture of yourself hanging up in your house?
Male body image is completely fucked from the top end down. I mean, like, all right, do you know who the Liver King is?
It is. Yes.
So, Liver King right now, he's going through it because he finally admitted that, you know, his body was built with...
Yeah, he did
a YouTube video. Uh-huh. It's gotten, like, I think 1.5 or 2 million views so far. Like, he is...
Don, are you looking it up?
Done for.
Yeah. Oh. My kid puked. I'm just working on that.
Oh. Sorry, kid.
Go back to the Liver King.
So he finally admitted that he's, you know, he built his body via steroids, right? Uh-huh. But he was telling everybody, it's just like, oh, if you just follow the 9 ancestral tenets, you can achieve this body too. It's like, no, you can't. You can achieve that body with $12,000 of performance enhancing drugs. Uh-huh. Men in general were told you have to have a certain body aesthetic. Like, we'll talk about like Chris Hemsworth, right? Like, he has this incredible body, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, oh, if you just work out and eat your broccoli, you can look like him too. It's like, no, you can't.
Steroids.
Absolutely not. That is steroids.
Well, this is the thing that Hollywood. Most people don't realize about, like Hollywood and about a lot of like Instagram influencers is that, yes, they put up there, oh, this is my workout. This is what I eat through a daily basis. They don't show their performance.
They don't show the exactly.
No, they don't show like, you know, the meds and stuff like that. A lot of times too, what you see with a lot of Instagram influencers are, you'll notice sometimes they'll disappear for a couple months or whatever. And kind of find out they went through like major surgery for some GI something or something else happened or whatever. And it's just like, I mean, sometimes they have like, you know, surgery for stuff like that. But a lot of times you find like people are having these illnesses or these sicknesses that
as a direct result.
Yeah, it can be a direct result of some of the some performance enhancing stuff that they're taking.
They're like cars, man. They require maintenance. Mm-hmm. You know, like every 10 years they got to redo the...
I'm not talking about the tits, bro.
Oh, okay. And the booties.
I'm talking about dudes too. Like a lot of the guys that people want to follow, like as a personal trainer and stuff like that, can you achieve that? There's very few guys who are genetically possible to be like walking around with a six pack all the time.
Yeah.
There's very, very few.
I don't believe any of those Instagram people, those fitness people, because I know damn well either they've been skinny all their fucking lives or they're like 19 or some shit talking about, hey, this is what you need to do for your hair. Like, bitch, please shut the fuck up.
I mean, we say that. Heavier, right? We say that, but I still think it plays an influence on why you're still kind of like, oh, you know, I don't know if I'm like confident enough in my body to show it off like that.
I don't know.
I think we need a dad bod influencer.
Right.
A dad bod. That would be.
B.
Why are you looking
Seriously.
At me?
What are you talking about?
B. Why y'all keep fucking throwing my name around?
I'm trying to be so sensitive.
Keep my name out your mouth.
I'm not being. I'm trying to find it. You know, like, I'm trying to find my own answer.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Right.
Have you ever taken naked pictures of yourself, period?
Of course.
Okay.
Right, got the news, bro?
Like the third photo I ever took when I had a fucking smartphone.
Oh, yes, immediately.
Picture your dirty asshole.
Did you show your asshole, bro? This man was living in the year 2033, bro. At 16. Damn.
I know damn well y'all have taken a picture of your butthole before. And like, is that a hemorrhoid?
Have you?
I'm joking.
I've never taken a picture of my asshole.
You've never sent a guy a picture of your asshole?
Well, Craig, the main reason we made you
asshole?
Do that.
No. Of my ass, yes.
I mean, but not just like a picture of your straight asshole, but like maybe like, you know, you're laying back spreading.
Oh,
like,
no,
I really think that's like,
I
think
have it's to like rethink an
I've
that
had
one.
A guy take a picture of my asshole.
I mean, that's just good though. That just sounds like a fun Friday night.
That's a random Tuesday.
But getting back to it.
That's a random
Tuesday in April.
Getting back to it, let's hear from the ladies. Like, what are you, like, dad bods, like, what's up?
I mean, there's several different versions of the dad bod.
I mean, there is. There's no one set thing. But like, I'm just talking about like just. Is there like would like say for example you're scrolling through Twitter or whatever and you say like okay there's like artistic dad bods or whatever would you be impressed like go there and like check out some photos stuff like that
yes
like,
you because know? You know what dad bods what gets me are the shoulders and the arms I can get over the rest
mm-hmm.
I'm a turn like it to me and I think I may speak for most women we have certain things that turn us on
the chest.
Could be your eyes it could be your hands it could be your hair
it could be
hair,
the veins in your arms.
Exactly.
If you're
it could be
a
the
vein.
It could be. It
She's
could
like, oh
really
God, I don't
be.
Have to work for that goddamn vein. Thank God.
Bro, it is serious.
It could be anything.
Freaking that arm.
Yes.
You know, but I think that.
And it could be different parts. I mean, I did date one girl who. Initially, we broke up, but yeah, we did break up because she wanted me to lose, like, the stomach and get a stomach.
What?
Yes, she wanted me to have a belly. She wanted to have a little booty belly.
Wanted that fuel tank.
That's what she thought was cute.
Listen,
see, I think my wife's into that.
I have a best friend who loves the dad bod, and it's for the clitoral stimulation.
What?
Oh, the fupa. No, the fupa rubs
it. I can see that.
Yeah, because that's a big thing. Like, I don't know. I'm fucking skinny guys. There's, like... There's it's no a lot of bone on there.
A lot of pelvis action.
It's a lot of bone on bone there.
Not the good kind.
And not the good kind. And so, you know, most of the time, not the good kind. So it's like when you have the dad bod, and one, too, with the dad bod also comes the dad mentality. Uh-huh. This is a grown man.
It's like a nurturing.
That is like.
Something so sexy about. I mean, it's a combo deal. Do you? Okay.
Are you robbing her?
You go. There's nothing in there.
That's racist.
Wow.
No, listen. This is what happened: is he grew up in a household where your mother said, "Don't put your purse
on the floor."
Because your mother escapes, right?
Yes,
she's like, "There's nothing in there.
There's no fucking money.
It can't escape.
Those listen to the podcast, which is all of you. Donna's purse was on the floor next to her chair, and Craig reaches over and picks it up and hands it to her. So Donna, being Italian, says to Craig, who's black, there's no fucking money in there.
There's no money in there. Sorry, I didn't carry my EBT card.
And that's when I was like, are you robbing her? Like,
but it was specifically for the purpose, like, I was raised, like, you don't put your purse on the floor, but there's no fucking money for
it to run away to. Yes.
It's not running out.
Anyway, back to dad bods.
Okay.
Anyways, sorry, there's something so sexy about a dad, period. A dad dadding.
A grown ass
so
man.
Fucking
taking care of his children. Children, being that nurturing, because you don't as women we rarely see that because men have this macho thing that they're putting on most of the time. So when they're with their kids and they're dadding and they've let that guard down,
it is
super sexy because you can actually see that tender side of them.
Bye guys.
Is that why a dude with a dog is sexier when they don't have kids?
I don't care about dogs. I have a thing. I don't know. Like it's definitely. Definitely eyes for me, but like a man's hands.
Oh God!
Fuck.
Hands.
Jesus. Got a thing.
Hands, really?
Hands.
No.
Hands.
The way that
initial.
Hands, arms, shoulders.
I've got an issue.
I mean, there's a little bit of everything, but like, I what I wanted to do with this is like literally, like, I want to take the mundane, the everyday. I want to do like some role reversals, but I want to take the mundane, the everyday, and treat it like a piece of art. Like, treat it like something special. Treat it like something different.
So wear nothing but a pair of white New Balances.
Exactly. That's the way you treat
yourself.
That's
a straight dad bod.
Yes.
You made it in front of the barbecue grill.
Yeah.
Right. You have to wear the apron. The dad edition.
Yeah, dad edition.
There's nothing better than some dad New Balance. I'm kidding. Don't do that.
No.
She saw how serious my face was. She's like,
We're going to do it. Somebody's just going to be naked wearing New Balances.
But the dad edition?
He's going to do the Caribbean version where it's like the sandals.
It's the sandals.
It's the fucking sandals with socks.
Not the white sandals.
You just ruined
the Moses sandals,
the Jesus walk sandals.
I'm applying to everybody. But yeah, so like that's why I particularly wanted to get this, like, kick this off with, like, I mean, I'm definitely gonna be posing for it because I asked some people to take some photos of me and some, you know, situations, but I wanted to shoot you guys as well.
Never, it's never gonna happen.
Craig, come on, man.
Absolutely.
I'm still thinking about it, man. I have one line.
It's my.
What do you guys? Do you guys think Craig should do it? NB, what do you guys think?
I think Craig should do it.
I think absolutely.
Not Craig would run for
this. Because it's not me.
I would change my name and
move
to another country.
Take the heat off of me, bro.
What if it could be done artfully where you would.
Come on, you know me. It's like I'm artistic.
It wouldn't have to be like a whole part of you. No. Or like,
I don't want photos of my dick out there. Bro.
I would have to talk
Nobody's
to my therapist first.
Nobody's asking for a picture of your dick, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not. So like, I
do. Doesn't mean like.
No, we're not talking about like spread eagle or showing your Johnson.
Oh, okay. We're not showing the gooch.
I'm not putting my dick out there.
I'm not asking for like. There's not pornographic. That's why I said like artistic or like styleful.
Like a black and white Rorschach of a dude and just like the alleyway in his balls.
I can hear it now. Like someone goes into my wife. I saw your husband's photos.
I saw your husband's balls.
And she's gonna be like, and you see why I'm with him, right?
Right.
And they'll be like, well, yeah. Okay,
yeah. She's like, that's my fucking dick.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's mine.
Claim it.
Saw your husband's caramel nuts. It was amazing.
I gotta think about it. What'd she say?
I was like, we're weird over here. We're like, we're.
I don't
think my therapist guys your like, average chicks.
Well, yeah, that's true. You guys do have a little more open mentality, I guess, towards some of it. But like, but honestly, like, I've been shopping it around, just like talking to people about it, and everybody I spoke about it, they were just like, "That's a great idea."
It is a great idea. I'm not saying it's not a great idea,
but people should do it.
People should.
Just not him, people.
Craig,
me at this moment. Man,
I have a lot of. I got a lot of trust issues. Like a lot, man.
No one's going down on you, okay?
I know it is.
We're gonna that's why
I want to the public.
Leave your dick out of it.
It's not gonna be to the public. I'm not like putting this like out everywhere unless like I blow up super famous and it'll be on Art Basel like next year or something. But
it could.
I'm just saying. It'll be behind a paywall.
Taped to the wall.
Exactly. Behind a paywall.
Yeah, it'll be behind a. It's gonna be an OnlyFans.
I tell you what. I'll talk to my therapist about it.
No.
Yes. What?
No.
Yes.
No, because your therapist is probably gonna say no.
What do you think?
Exactly. That's what the thing is.
What do you think? Yes.
How do you feel?
That make you feel?
Is it a fear? Is it a fear for you?
Is it?
And why is it?
It is absolutely a fear.
Why is it a fear for you?
What is your greatest fear?
Ooh, that's a good question. What is my greatest fear? What's my greatest fear?
Myself.
My teeth falling out. I've had so many dreams about my teeth falling out. Oh my God. Like for real. Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you. Like recently, this dream is so vivid in my mind. And I'm going to tell you. So in my dream, I'm sitting at the table. I'm sitting with my dude and we're sitting there having a conversation. And then all of a sudden, my tooth just falls on the floor.
Really?
And all of a sudden, I'm just like, I'm searching for it. Like I'm on the ground looking frantically for my tooth.
Right.
And all I'm thinking in my brain is like, I cannot fucking walk around with no tooth in the front of my mouth. Like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah.
That sounds like bad mushrooms.
It was the weird, but I was sober.
You were sober when
I was so sober. I hate going to sleep sober because I remember my dreams. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's fucking horrifying.
Yeah, I did that. I think when you supposedly when you dream about your teeth falling out, it's like changes or something happening in your life, or you're afraid of judgment or something like that. I had Googled it at one point because I've had that dream more than one time. And it always seems to happen at a point of change in my life.
Hey, Sai, if you're listening, hey, translate that for us.
Oh, please, I'm looking it up. If you've recently had a dream about your teeth falling out, breaking or rotting, there's likely nothing serious to worry about. To date, there has been no evidence to support the idea that teeth dreams arise from subconscious problems or predict negative life events. But what the fuck does it mean?
Exactly.
I mean, if anything, my only fear is being imprisoned and someone else having total control over me.
Like anyway.
Those are my two. So anytime like being subjected to somebody else's will,
right,
and I can't exert my own
rebirth or transformation.
That's my fear. I mean, I think it's the only one I got.
Yeah.
There's probably a bunch of others I just haven't
definitely
explored yet, but that's a big one. But teeth falling out,
it's like
incredibly specific.
Yeah.
You know when our last we're talking about like a little bit of like rape culture and stuff like that, like how you know, women and the way they dress, whatever. I think like this plays into some of the fears that guys have as far as their bodies go.
Well, you don't see dad bods on billboards.
No.
Let's put it that way.
I mean, you don't see mom bods on billboards. Like everything we see is this perfection and all that. But like it's becoming a little bit more.
Yeah, Lane Bryant. I mean.
Yeah, a little bit more. But I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, so this perception of like perfection, it's not, it's, and this is why we were talking about, I think part of the thing where, you know, with the, in the female culture, like how they're kind of railing against it. But I see this big upswing in it in men. And now the prosthetics that men are getting for bigger pecs or the muscle implants or
ab implants,
you know, like steroid juice.
They're like,
going
if women can do it, we can do it too.
And
underwear with ass inserts.
Yeah, and I think like that. You know, like those women who did, like back in the days, there was like these old British women or something like that that decided to do like a nude calendar for somewhere, whatever reason.
Oh, I remember
and it was
that.
A big hit.
It was a
like,
movie.
Yeah, it was a big hit. Yeah, it became a movie and all that sort of stuff. I think, yeah. like, I'm not saying we need to do the male version of it, but I think, like, you know, when you take what people would say that's not cute or that's not sexy or whatever, and you form it or you make it into that or you own it. Like owning it, I think it's like part of like owning who you are and owning your own sexuality in a sense. Like you become like, this is me. I am proud of who I am. I may not be in the best shape, or I may not be in exactly the way I want to be, but I'm here, and look at me.
Like I'm present. Mm.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm in better shape than most men my age.
You 100% are.
But the other thing, I don't know. Then. Even if it wasn't published, I think it would be fun to do. Like when I did my boudoir shoot,
uh-huh.
I hate that word.
It's a funny word.
No, it wasn't a boudoir shoot. It was just a shoot. It was just a shoot. But I was like, you know, one of our girls are training on. I was just like, you know, it's a good goal to have when you like are training, working out to like schedule a photo shoot so that you can kind of see your work. And how did you feel coming out of that shoot?
I like you made me firstly Osai before I even did it made me write what I thought the experience would be like, and then
that's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
So I have and I still have it. I read it actually a lot, and then afterwards it was a phenomenal, so empowering to just. And I asked her, like, I didn't want it photoshopped to like craziness where you couldn't see my imperfections, or, I mean, I have cellulite, I hate my legs, but like she kind of made me love myself.
And that's that actually kind of you led right into what I was going to say is that if you guys were to do something like that, it would be so empowering for all of those dad bods, for all those regular Joe Blows out there that and they look at you and they and it's an inspiration.
See, I don't have a problem getting naked. I just have a problem publishing. That's my whole thing. I'll pose wherever I'll fucking walk around naked. No big deal. But it's when it's. The subject of
I think you're in your head too much. I think that if you were to actually see the results, do it and see it, I think you would change your mind.
Because what I realized when with my photos that I've done of myself and the nude photos that I've done is that it's the same thing like when you listen to your voice, like you think it's a big deal. Nobody fucking cares.
No,
like they see it and they're like, oh, okay, that's cool, or that looks great, or that doesn't look great, or whatever, and they move on.
I've gone.
Like they don't be like, oh my god, I know that guy.
I've lost that whole give a shit about what people think a long time ago. So it's not even about that. It's me like internalizing it. You know, like so it's something I got to think about. It's not a no, but it's not a yes.
Yeah, I'm with him.
It's your standard.
No, Craig. You can't be with him. You got to come up with your own, Craig.
It's your standard dad, maybe.
Don't be trying to jump on that bandwagon.
Maybe means no.
It's the we'll think about it.
No,
we'll see.
I'm not saying it's also a no.
I'm not that because, kind of dad.
Because what happens when you think about it, it's just like... You talk yourself out of it.
Exactly.
No, I don't. I weigh things out, and I gotta feel out where I am psychologically or like mentally.
Well, I already said I talked to my therapist about it, so
you know what I'm saying, like how I'm gonna do it.
See, I think like I know I'm gonna shoot myself,
and then I'm gonna look at legal implications, and I'm gonna look at all these other things that dads do.
Legal
See, how sexy is that? He's like, I'm going like to talk that. Legal implications.
Yeah, legal implications. Like, yo, that's like...
I got to read the terms and conditions.
I mean, think about it. I had a trampoline in my backyard, and I made kids sign a fucking release waiver when they walked in.
That's
house.
Fucking genius. Are you kidding me? That is exactly what you should be doing.
I had a stack of fucking legal waivers. I'm like, no, your mom and dad got to sign that before you fucking
you come in. Because
you're not suing my ass case. Because you do some fuck shit in my backyard.
Break your arm on my trampoline.
I am
trying
not
to hit that back. And then speared yourself on the next door neighbor's fence. Yeah, that's not on me, bro. I'll let your boy, dog. I'll let your boy, Etna.
Somebody take care of this.
Clean up.
I'm pretty sure, though. Like I said, I know I'm down with it. I'm going to definitely shoot it. I'm pretty sure Rick is going to do it.
Oh, no, Rick will do
What's
it immediately.
What's your timeline, though?
I actually want to start shooting in January.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Yeah, your motherfucking mind.
Goddamn.
I'm going to get like,
your motherfucking mind.
No, okay. I want to, yeah, January, because I want to start. I don't like, you know, like, wait. I've been thinking about it for a while, and then like kind of jumping around, but I'm definitely like
throw some
go
concepts
for it.
At me and let me think about it.
The mechanic. Yes.
Okay.
I feel like you could totally do that. You could rock that.
Okay.
Did you ask Mrs. B? Like, did she?
She said she was completely fine with it.
Oh,
word. Okay.
That's dope.
Yeah,
that's dope.
That's pretty dope.
We love Mrs. B. Hi, Mrs. B.
Hi, Mrs. B.
She said she's fine with it. It's like, yeah, all right, face or no face, so that's what we do.
I mean, I checked with my. She said she's like she's cool with it.
They're gonna throw the beard in there somewhere, you know.
Yeah, no, beards are classic right now. Actually, always.
Friction. Not mine though. I'll be looking Friction. Homeless.
Is it?
The thing that I find like that I find really funny is that like you know for Craig like not saying like it's the same thing as nudity but like you know one you're a big ass nigga on a scooter drinking a Capri Sun.
I am big ass nigga on a scooter drinking.
And then another video of like androgynous Craig talking about schmegma butter. Oh.
Listen. I was such a fun Craig, young man.
Craig is insane. Craig, community dick.
Yeah. Community dick Craig over here.
I think I wrote that down.
That one's
community
dick. Damn.
The slinging dumb shit Craig dick. Says.
Gonad grifters and slinging community dick.
Slinging community
one.
Dick, man.
I forgot the other one. But. The other one.
I talk a lot of it. It'll come back around. Don't worry.
All great tweets, by the way. They are acceptable.
I wish I knew how to Twitter.
I know. You just post shit
just
like
post
that.
Just post nonsense.
Fucking random phrases.
Yeah,
Craigism.
Go Nad Grifters.
Like hashtag Craigism number 1525.
Right?
Damn, you're right. Yes.
Fuck. I've just not been Twittering at all.
Like, you could even use your handle
hashtag,
on YouTube.
Yeah, hashtag
YouTube
Craig comments.
And like the
awesome.
Twitter account, you know, big
I have O-Science, hashtag O-Science, you know, hashtag Craig, yeah. Craig
just
comments.
Fucking what he would say. Dude, mine's angry Asian dad. And I just post angry shit on him.
Angry shit?
Yeah, he's
like pissed.
Well, he's not always angry, but yeah, he's got a lot of like just random angry.
See,
you've already
coined yourself as the dad,
right?
Asian dad eats, angry Asian dad.
Yeah, I own it.
It was either gonna be the mechanic or Asian dad eats.
Yeah, Asian dad eats.
You get some shots of him eating some shit. It'll be like,
yeah, it's just literally me eating fucking food. Okay. I'm not reviewing the restaurant because
whatever. It's like, but honestly, like, so I was just watching because I was like, all he does is like he takes a video of himself eating something with that beard and just like.
Yep.
He's got the lip action going and everything. I'm just like, that would be cool as photos. His enjoyment from like some Sinner. Fun shit. Like, you know,
eating a fucking Five Guys cheeseburger ass naked on a table.
Thank you.
Yes.
See? I do need to know about the beast burger
shit.
Though.
Yeah.
I need to know about the beast burger.
We could talk about that next time.
Yeah, the beast burger. Yeah.
All right. So dad bods, women, yes, no.
Yes.
Always yes.
Even the guys are saying yes. They're just like, I don't want to do it.
We're lazy.
I'm a wuss.
I'm going to shoot myself. I'm probably going to shoot Rick. I'll show you guys the photos. Then we go from there.
Rick's going to shoot some wild shit.
Oh, Rick?
I don't know what. I think Rick's going to be like a gamer one or something like that. Or we'll do something.
Oh, that'd be cool, actually.
Yeah. Like channel his inner kid sitting in front of like a boob tube television,
yeah.
Cross-legged, ass naked.
But like don't make it like a kid thing because that's weird.
You know, that's weird.
Oh no,
I didn't even think of that.
No,
all right,
no.
Balenciaga.
But it's video games.
Fucking pedos ruin everything, dude. I swear to God, bro. I didn't even think of that.
I didn't think about that.
Okay.
I'm a pediatric nurse. Sorry.
Fucking sex offenders are the worst. Maybe, oh goddamn.
You gonna find an old arcade machine or something?
Just press them in a dog.
Pinball machine.
Pinball machine. Oh.
Go to the Super Bowl Museum.
Oh my God,
that's
guys, I've got good ideas. Sorry,
that's a good idea.
Let's go.
Good idea though.
Miss Budding Photographer
ass.
Over here.
Just your ass. Listen, I used to do it all the time.
See.
Maybe that's my goal for next year.
To what?
To take more photos, get back into photography.
There you go. Love
that's a good
it.
Goal.
See,
a
there
good
you
goal.
Go, bitches. Wrong
that's
podcast.
That's a good goal.
Or was it this one? I don't know. They all go together.
Can you just buy cameras
for OnlyFans?
No, I don't have one yet. But it's on the list.
Okay.
Kids first.
So if you guys want to get Donna a gift, everybody put them together and get her a camera. Do you have a requirement? One that you like?
She says like a DSLR.
She's just like whatever.
Yeah.
Just get her a camera.
Some digital.
I have to look at those. What
SLRs.
Is it? The mirrorless ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mirrorless ones are awesome. Love it.
Yeah,
I got to get an A7. Sony A7 III. Yes. Anyway, moving on.
Anyways, moving on.
So, question of the week. And actually, this is not a question of the week. This is going to be a help question of the week. So, since you guys put me onto this Reddit shit, I scrolled through this shit. So you can give her advice. Let me see. This is on True Off My Chest. My boyfriend gets upset when I don't let him come in my mouth.
Oh.
let me see. The rest of it says, my boyfriend sometimes wants to finish in my mouth, but when I refuse because I hate the taste of cum, he gets upset saying he does things that make me happy and that I should do it for him too. He says it's not fair that I don't give him one thing that he really loves, finishing in my mouth. What should I do?
Break out with him, because I don't think it's
change
for
his
one.
Diet.
that was my first
change
thought.
His diet,
change diet
and
right?
His cum will be amazing, and that solves the problem.
Eat less processed meats. I don't know. Have some more fruits and produce.
Or if he sucks that bad, then just switch him for another
if
model.
If you getting mad over sex. Yeah.
Not sex, it's just the cum. So I've heard from like exes that they hated the taste of their previous boyfriend or whatever cum, or I knew one that was allergic to like his cum on her skin. But then, so I think it could be a feeling too. Like if you are into someone, maybe like it's better.
Like the taste is better.
Do
it doesn't taste like Elmer's glue.
Well, inhibitions do.
How do you know your cum tastes like Elmer's glue?
I have no idea. I'm just assuming. Does it? Wait, does it?
No.
No.
The hell?
Wait, have you been eating Elmer's glue?
Right.
I mean, like I did.
How do you think he got to this point?
It's a bit blinding.
I'm sure he's tried his cum.
But I think
who's never tried his cum?
Rick.
I'm surprised by that, but have you never tasted
your own
cum?
Never.
You never had crossfire or anything?
Never.
Like, not
it's the reason why I don't do orgies. It's just like I can't imagine getting some of that lobster sauce.
Have you been invited to an orgy before? Have you been invited to an orgy before?
I mean, twice in my life.
Pull out the right time, you just fucking shoot for it.
Yeah, no, hell no. Like two or three like hard dicks in a room is like that's worrying to me.
One chick said she vomited. One response says, I vomited on his dick. He never asked again.
That's actually pretty good.
I did that one time. He was like, swallow.
That was a demon.
Okay. You good? Keep going.
That was a demon.
All right, so Diana says change his diet. What would your advice be, Donna? I mean, D says change his diet.
I would agree with that, but here's the other thing. I think that there are things when you go into a relationship that are... you have to decide what is really important to you. And if someone swallowing is important to you, then that's your line. And like you shouldn't have to give up, and I know this maybe that sounds shitty, but you shouldn't have to give up the things that are super important to you, because then you go seeking it somewhere else.
Exactly.
Or you always feel like you have to put a piece of yourself away.
You're not actually you. So
yes.
Why are you in
so
someone
if you're,
like
if
that?
So if you have to be something else to be with someone, and that includes something as what seems to be so simple as swallowing someone's gum, like if that's important to him, that's important to him. Mm-hmm. If she doesn't want to compromise on that, then that's
your line
right there.
Incompatible.
Like, yeah, sexually incompatible. Right.
Okay. And that matters. That matters in the long run.
Well, it does.
No, I wasn't even thinking in that direction. No. See, this is...
That's always gonna be that thorn.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, man. She won't swallow. She just
I mean, that's
swallow.
Like a guy not eating pussy.
Yeah.
That's like
that
I mean,
line.
That's
a fucking line.
That's serious. Like, like for most women, that's like a no. If you're not gonna eat my pussy, we're not fucking. So I respect the man saying, hey, if you're not gonna swallow my cum, I'm not fucking you. It's the same concept, right. Different.
If you're not
going to
swallow
area.
My baby batter.
Because
if you're not
going to
swallow my Alfredo sauce,
you can
my
be friends
Caesar salad
and it'd be
dressing.
Fine, but then you cross the line and you have that, and then all of a sudden you're putting, you're just not yourself.
And now it's his fault. Mm.
Right.
It's not anyone's fault. No one should be putting themselves away,
right.
Any pieces of themselves away
right.
for someone else, because that's not how life should work.
And especially in a relationship.
And it sounds like she's been enabling it, though.
That's her fault, though.
Yeah.
That
is her
fault. If that's something that she's not comfortable, like you said, if she's not comfortable with it, then
okay.
That's fine, but you guys have to establish that at the beginning. And so this way he can decide, okay, I want to be with you even though you choose not to, mm-hmm. or he can say, you know, fuck you, I'm going to fuck
your sister.
How
much of yourself have you compromised
what's the responses?
Oh, God, there's a ton of responses, but a lot of responses about vomit on the one with the vomit on his dick, and somebody's like, yeah, that's a fetish for me.
Guy,
like,
yeah,
you,
exactly.
You'll vomit on me.
You vomit on some dude's dick, and he's
guys,
like, swallow it,
I've
let's
heard,
continue?
Yeah,
that's
like,
a demon.
Yeah, I've heard guys, I mean, I know, guys like that shit. They think that it's sexy. Like, I guess that makes them feel like they have the
huge.
Schlong of the world, like she's throwing up on my shit.
I bought a trophy.
You're hitting my little
dick in the back.
I made a girl vomit on my dick. I got a big ass meat. All right.
It's all right. I'm going to give you strep throat.
Hit you with the laryngitis. The fuck?
That's just our 2 cents.
Yeah.
What the fuck do we know?
Those are good 2 cents. Those are, I can't contribute anything to that. That's beautiful. Change your diet and find somebody who's sexually compatible.
What was that, Craig? It's a complete fucking turn off when someone's like, hey, look, I'm not good with that in the bedroom. Yeah. Like, I'm like, okay, that's. Let's back up. Let's fix this.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we'll work with it. But I'm not gonna be like forced to be like, oh yeah, sex sucks because you don't swallow.
Oh my god.
Like, I think that's just a control thing.
I mean, they stop swallowing when they get married.
Well, I don't know. Maybe some guys are really into that. Like,
listen, let me tell you, why does that scare me? Like, I mean, people say like when you get married,
all that changes.
Like, I don't want that.
No, it's bad. Right?
Exactly.
Let me back up.
This is not a place I want to go.
We love you, Mrs. B.
Yeah.
Wow. See, so hold on. One response was, this is the move right here. Straight up say, you can come out of my mouth if I could piss in yours.
That's a power move.
And there's a fetish
move
for that.
There you go.
What if he's like, oh, I've been waiting for you to say that.
Oh, yeah. God, that she's in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pee on me.
I think most married couples, especially when they've been running a gun for a while, especially with kids, they get into a task-oriented mindset.
Yeah.
So sex becomes monotonous because it's task-oriented. So when they stop treating it like a task, it's actually enjoyable, but so many couples do, you know, because it's convenient, because it's, they can place their emotions in these little compartments. It's like, okay, it's time, all right, please husband, take care of the kids, take care of the job, take care of the house, and it's over and over.
That sounds extremely easy to fall into.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's lazy.
Lazy.
Like, yeah, you know, people like convenience. They want 2-day shipment.
Is it lazy, or is it just like, there's so much going on in my life?
Right.
It's literally,
I don't
just how
think
I have
about
to,
it.
I have to just, yeah, I just want to be able to just do the thing.
And that's what
you don't
want
to have to think about doing the laundry. You don't want to have to think about
cooking.
You just go, okay, I have these tasks. Let me go ahead and do this. It's like, oh, sex? Blah, 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 blah. All right, I'll just slot that into one of my
tasks. I don't ever want that.
Yeah, I don't want to plan it out.
The problem is, inevitably, one of the two of you wants something different than that,
right?
Yeah.
And so if
someone's going to wake up,
right? And so then if you and that, this is what sort of
where I was,
if the other person isn't willing to put that extra effort in to do the fun things or to try and like make it more adventurous, and so it's not monotonous, then they're.
Sounds like a lot of work,
right?
And then it's not a lot of work.
It's small effort, and it's changing
your mindset. Like, it's, like I said, for me, I have to work on changing my mindset of like getting, like, you know, not letting the little things bother me.
Exactly.
And just going for it. Like, I have to be as aggressive as I was like early on with dating.
It's like you have to like continue dating. That's the thing. It's like you have to treat each relationship like you're single.
You're single.
I'm coming after you every day. Every day is like the first day I met you.
Small gestures.
Exactly.
Little note here.
Yeah.
Bring her something that she likes.
That she likes. Exactly.
Little shit like that adds up.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
And
so I went from like advice for
gestures
coming
really
in the mouth to life and marriage advice for your sex life.
It's all relative. We
put stuff together here out of D-Squad.
No, but you know why? Because people think that, you know, coming in the mouth is part of marriage.
Right.
That like I want you to come on my face. Like that doesn't make
I love what she
that doesn't
on my
make
face.
It like a dirty thing. I think people think marriage is like this straight vanilla lay on my back missionary rollover go to sleep.
You have days like that.
Yeah, but it's you should be able to
do other stuff too.
Yeah, you should
enjoy,
be able to
enjoy
it.
Do a bunch of
it's
mood.
Flip it up, rub it down.
Oh no!
Some days are for love, and some days are for push your head down on the pillow and go to town.
Yeah,
exactly.
Pound town, baby.
Sex positive. Sex positive.
Yeah. Very sex positive.
I like how you remind everyone.
I mean, when you install struts on your headboards, you don't understand.
Damn. God, damn.
So those guys who are still listening to the end of this podcast. Happy New Year. We see you guys back in January, where we're going to be launching a new website and a couple other things going on.
Oh, don't forget about the anal subreddit, yeah?
Yes.
That's you, man. Subreddit. That's you. I'm waiting for you to start stuff like you never do.
I have no idea how Reddit works. I'll just have to figure it out.
IT guy talking about he don't know what Reddit works.
Yeah,
bullshit.
Yeah,
you got fucking 5 accounts, bro.
Exactly. You got like 14 different. Even I have 3 accounts, bro. Because I'm like, come on. Homie.
I only have one. I swear, I only got one.
It's funny. We're ending the podcast, and the ladies are on their phones. Swipe, swipe.
It's my son's birthday today, and they're texting.
What the fuck?
Anyway, like I said,
offspring issues.
Happy New Year, guys. From the D Squad. Peace.